This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who says if you like to eat, check out the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmershow.com.
Change at the hour. It's a good day program. Do I make your dreams come true? Maybe in some way, shape, or form. I'm encouraging you to try and have some fun today. The planets are aligned. The Mercury retrograde is over for all intents and purposes in the next 24 hours. So you can go back to achieving your goals. Your goal is to have some fun. Then let's get at it.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself. Today. It's not impossible, even though things are tough, especially talking about what the small business community has to put up with. I'm reading some more of the details, Jay, of this ridiculous, the government and its ban on all kinds of non-compete agreements. That isn't so bad. It's not good, but it's not going to be the end of the world. But for some small businesses who are just eking out, what are these people thinking? Well, maybe they are because they don't know any better. They're all philosophers. They're all theorists. And they haven't run businesses. So they have no idea how this rule, for those of you who don't know or haven't heard the story about what happens to small, the employees say, oh, this is great. In many instances, these companies are going to go out of business. How are they going to go from $35,000 a year, which, granted, isn't enough to live on, to $58,000 a year as a minimum in less than 6 months? What is that going to do to the guy who comes to fix your sink? How much is he going to charge you? How about the electrician that comes to fix the wiring in your house? Right? How about the guy who works on the, got a little shop and he fixes your car and he's got a couple of employees? A lot of these companies don't pay attention to the rules anyway, but
this is... A lot more people are going to be watching YouTube videos trying to figure out how to do everything themselves.
Right, exactly. It is a ridiculous ruling. It shows you how clueless this particular administration is. When it comes to common sense, the ban will hit startups. The ban will hit small businesses very hard. Small firms not using non-competes for any appropriate business purposes, that's gone. So let's say there's some intellectual property involved, sensitive company information. That's all part of this, and it's been ignored. This is an alarming pattern of ridiculous activity undertaken by the Federal Trade Commission chairman is a wild, crazy woman named Lina Khan. She has done some crazy things since Biden got in there. She is very disliked by the business community because of all of the things that the government has filed, all kinds of lawsuits against companies. She's just disrupted the marketplace. Supposedly, in an effort to clean up, she sees a boogeyman around every corner. She looks at injustices that don't exist. This total ban on employer non-competes is another example of ideologues that are in the government, people who think they know, but they don't know anything. She's never worked anywhere except in public service. She doesn't know what it's like to run a business and meet a payroll. And yet she has the full cooperation and support of Joe Biden and the rest of the people in his administration that are as clueless as she is. Just look around at all the things that don't work anymore and pay attention to the things that need to be fixed. This didn't need to be fixed. So that's ridiculous. It really is. It is asinine. So it's something that, you know, as a small business person, I'm faced with problems every day just, you know, to continue my existence. Never mind. I mean, that's why so many small business people listen to this program, because they can hear in my voice my experiences. I'm not a big-time radio guy in the sense that I work for a big company or have support from a big church or something like that. I'm on my own here, and it's becoming harder and harder and harder. And stuff like this, for people in my position, they look at it and they say, okay, I give up. I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm going to go get a job. Or I'll do like half the people my age and I'll collect because it's so easy to get money from the government. I'm not going to work anymore. You know, during the McCarthy era, there's lots of conversation about who was a communist and who wasn't. And this is socialism at its finest. I won't say it's communism, but it's socialism. And it is this woman is a travesty, devastating. She wants to reshape America in her image. And this is how it gets started. Boy, I can hardly wait to get these people out of there, no matter who's up next. Dr. Ken Cronow, speaking of who's up next this week in our discussions. Many of you listen to Dr. Ken on the weekend show. We have Good Day Health, 2 hours of health information on most of these same stations. Dr. Jack Stockwell has his brand of information to help you out in his way and his experience. And then Ken Cronow's is on as the cardiologist. We talk a lot about things of the heart, matters of the heart, not the matters of the heart that we it's not about broken hearts. It's about heart failure and atrial fibrillation and strokes and stuff. We talk about that and how to prevent them, what the latest is from a lot of the academies of science and the journals of medicine. He gives us his updates every week, which you should know and what you ought to know. We'll talk about depression this week. We've been talking about that a lot lately because there are a lot of people who are depressed.
That's an important topic.
Frankly, yeah, it is, right. So check it out, as they say. What do they say? Check your local listening. Just look on the station website and see what programs they are playing during the weekend. All right, here's a kidnapping suspect that's been arrested. This is an Oregon home security camera that showed a woman being carried away against her will in Hillsboro, Oregon. Suspect and victim knew each other, apparently. This was not a random attack.
Yeah.
The video, which has been on all the news networks, it shows a woman with glasses ringing a doorbell, waiting for somebody to answer. Man with a beard appears to approach and carry her away against her will. She's crying for help, but that doesn't seem to have made a difference. She was thrown into a white pickup truck, and away they went. So why would I talk about this in terms of a national radio program, a local issue like this? Because it's happening more and more and more. There are people that are the laws have become so easy to break, and there's no justice really, because very little of these things are prosecuted properly. Instead, we find the news media following stories like, remember, it was earlier this week, we were talking about that senator, the state senator in Minnesota. I think her name was Nicole Mitchell. She was charged with burglary, going into a house, but she says she was just checking on a loved one who had Alzheimer's.
And
she wasn't stealing anything.
Dad and stepmom or mom and stepdad or something like that.
Right. She says this is a private matter. And I'm wondering how they even got, was it somebody next door that saw her crawling through a window or something?
Yeah.
Is that,
I have no idea.
Yeah.
And there are situations like this where it is something harmless. And it's not, we never want to be like, oh, live in fear. But just be aware of your surroundings at all times and don't expect something bad to happen. But should you fall victim to something, know what to do. Have a backup plan in place. But also there are things that we can do to minimize us being a victim, like looking around, like being aware of your surroundings. A lot of times if you feel like if that gut instinct is like, like, I don't feel safe right now, follow it.
Yeah. Trust your instincts, but let's not go overboard.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a story that ought to be in my discussion with Ken Kronos and probably will be, the situation with surgeons in Ukraine performing brain surgery to save a four-year-old's life. Think about this, and think about what would happen if this was you and you needed medical care for your child in order for her to live a normal life. Would you go into a war zone? Would you allow your daughter to undergo brain surgery in a city that's being struck by bombs? That really was the question for the Gribben family. They're Irish, and they said yes. The hospital, St. Nicholas Children's Hospital in Ukraine, has a doctor who has specialized in helping people cure epileptic seizures. And they were causing this four-year-old to not really develop properly. This is a city that's near the Polish border. It's really far in the western part, so it hasn't been damaged much in the war. Most of the war has been in the central and southern part of Ukraine. There was an American neurosurgeon, who was in the hospital advising the surgeons there, and his expertise in this area was the people in Ireland, the family, found out about it. And they traveled 1,800 miles to see this Dr. Luke Tomich, and he, I guess, performed the operation. I don't see what happened, what the outcome was. He said, we opened up the skull, found abnormal tissue, separated it before removing it completely. Imagine this, right? And it gets, you know, there's a couple of reasons for the notoriety here. A Ukrainian hospital, American surgeon, a girl who has no hope of living a normal life unless the surgery is performed. So all of the things put together make for a great story.
Yeah.
And I'd rather tell a story like this than I would continue to talk about the war in Ukraine, which seems to have no end, and the stories really aren't any different from day to day. This is a different story. This is really something cool. 18 after the hour, and good day.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricut 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on four lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricut.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricut 5G requires compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hey, do you want to get out of here? You want to go to Vegas? Well, guess what? 541 Travels can help. And so can we. Call right now, 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G. That's 800-419-3684, and get away to Vegas. If you call right now, you will win two free nights in Las Vegas. And the kicker is 415 Travels are also a travel agency. So if you decide you want to extend your stay, you don't have to also book your own accommodations, risk having to change hotel rooms or even full-on hotels. No. They can help you book the rest of your stay. So you don't have to change hotel rooms or anything like that. And if you want to get in on maybe some exciting shows, there's a show that you've been looking for to see. There are some stellar residencies in Vegas right now. The shows, the food, the shopping. Get your two free nights. Call 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G, 800-419-3684.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All right, here we are at 23 after the hour. It's the Good Day program with social media in our focus at this point at every hour. You can contribute to some of our social media questions by going to Good Day Networks and all of the various social media. This point of this hour is aimed at understanding not necessarily the gossip or the things that are trending, but the actual usage of social media. So he found the key to muting people on social media, something that may change your life. All right, how would this work? I suppose maybe, Jay, you're closer to these things than I am.
Yeah, this is one of those things that we're constantly talking about, how the dangers of social media and, right. and the scrolling. It's just, it's bad for the human mind anyway, no matter of age, especially for younger people. But we are not designed to be always connected, to be so inundated with all of this information at all times, every single day. But a lot of people forget the power of just unfollowing accounts and following people, but some people choose not to because they feel like that is, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, aggressive?
Yes.
Sometimes people think that that's, you know, really aggressive to unfollow
over
somebody.
Over the top.
Even if following that account is not only not contributing to your life, but actually ticking you off or making you feel more negative emotions or stressing you out or anything like that. But mm-hmm. we forget about just muting people. You don't have to unfollow them if you don't want them to find out you unfollowed them and get upset or something. Just mute them, and then you don't see it anymore.
Pretty simple.
It seems so simple, yeah.
Yeah.
Or like people are always talking about, oh, well, you see a post you don't like, well, keep scrolling then. Okay, well, what if we just take the post out of it because we just mute the account? All right.
Yeah, why let them get to you? I guess, you know, a lot of people say, oh, social media brings out the worst in me. That's because you let it.
Yeah.
Bring out the worst in you. And it is, if you fix it, I guess with some, you can fix, if you have a youngster that has a cell phone, you can fix it so they can't access things that will be harmful to them, to their psyche. There are all kinds of digital boundaries, and you can create more fairly easily. Why wouldn't you want to avoid distress, dis-ease? Just cut that connection to these people. And it doesn't have to be... You just ignore them. I delete so much stuff every day.
Yeah.
I bet you do as well, Jay. Just delete it. Screw it. I don't want to.
Yeah. Just leave it.
I'm not interested.
Follow it. Uh-huh.
Yeah. The hell with it. So, anyway, if you're being irritated by anybody, somebody who's a coworker, somebody who's in school, somebody who is trying to embarrass you, we have something in Framingham called Framingham Unfiltered. It's a, and the people who run it are really dastardly idiots who love to bring out the worst in everybody. And so, and I find myself a frequent target of their foolishness. And so I, at first I said, oh, man. But the mayor said to me, why do you pay attention to it? It's just people who are idiots that are trying to be smarter, be somebody.
But
so ignore them.
How, like, how awful must they truly feel in
their
own life
like?
Or about themselves? Because genuinely happy people, genuinely don't, self-content and confident people don't go out of their way to drag other people down.
Yep. All right, Google has fired 20 more workers in the aftermath of the protests in their company over what they're doing to help the Israeli government. And so here's, this is very interesting. 50 people have been fired so far. Internal turmoil at Google because of Project Nimbus, which was a contract for Google and Amazon to provide the Israeli government with cloud computing and artificial intelligence services. And now the people that think the Israelis are wrong are technical, you know, these techno geeks, and they organized a group of protests, no tech for apartheid, so they're, Google keeps firing them. As well they should, frankly, if they're not doing what the company wants them to do.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. David Pecker, a witness for the prosecution, returned to the stand in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York City Tuesday. The former National Enquirer publisher is accused of paying Playboy model Karen McDougal $150,000 as part of an alleged catch-and-kill scheme to suppress a story about an affair involving the former president. Prosecutors aiming to establish a pattern that connects to the alleged $130,000 payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Pro-Palestinian protests are escalating on college campuses across the nation. Demonstrators at Columbia University are demanding that the Ivy League school divest from companies they accuse of benefiting from Israel's violations of international law and Palestinian rights. Later this week, severe thunderstorms could bring hail, wind damage, and tornadoes to the central U.S. The initial wave of severe weather forecast to impact the Plains Midwest beginning Thursday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
This is Miles Fisher. Anytime I want to be in a good mood, I listen to my Grams on Good Day.
Sawyer, you listen to me. Hey, you listen hard. 200 people, 200 jobs, $200,000, 5 weeks of grind and blood and sweat depend upon you. It's the lives of all these people who've worked with you. You've got to go on. You've got to give and give and give. They've got to like you. You've got to. Do you understand? You can't fall down. You can't, because your future's in it. My future and everything all of us have is staked on you. All right, now I'm through. But you keep your feet on the ground and your head on those shoulders of yours and go out and Sawyer, you're going out a youngster. But you've got to come back a star.
That's where Casey Kasem got his Keep Your Feet on the Ground, Keep Reaching for the Stars. That was from 42nd Street, the original version of 42nd Street. How many people knew that that's where Casey Kasem got, right? Remember he used
not.
To say at the end of every show,
yeah.
Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
You'd be surprised to hear that I did know that's where he
You knew that?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
It's a musical thing, so of course I know.
Yeah, James Collins is at the controls in our studio in Dallas. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen at your service and on your side, thinking about the oceans. This is Earth Week, and there are a lot of people who are wondering, you know, well, there are people that have good intentions and people who don't have any intention at all. And then there are people who have bad intentions. So the focus on the oceans, because we, you know, the sea is ever-changing, and because we have so much pollution in it, there are things that we ought to do. But the Earth itself and the vastness of the ocean and the fact that we think about whether you do or you don't, the water that you drink, the oceans, the rivers, the lakes, the streams are filled with water that's billions of years old. That's your connection to the power of the Earth. The fact that water has existed in its form. You ever think about that? How did all this water come to be? How did the oceans get filled? How did the, wherever there's water, how did, where did it come from?
Mm-hmm. And it's the same amount of water at all times. It's just it's just put in different locations when you think about it. Like some deserts are no longer as dry. Some areas that used to be more lush are now deserts. But it keeps recirculating. It evaporates, and then it comes back down.
Yep. It's pretty amazing. One of the many amazing things when you think about what's going on, the Earth Day, the Earth Week. So we have that focus, and I think it's good. I'd like to think that our approach here on Good Day is practical rather than some of the nutty, crazy stuff that comes from people who worship at the altar of climate change or whatever. There are things that we ought to be aware of, and that's why this started in 1974. For example, the National Park Service has marked the occasion this week by recognizing those who have chosen to spend time volunteering. There are lots of people around the country who are volunteering in parks and cleaning up this week, trying to make things greener or cleaner or whatever. The American Climate Corps, again, sort of formed out of the climate cause Chicken Little stuff, but yet it still does have a good, it has good motivation to it. And so if we can put the politics and the nonsense aside and actually, like, get to something, it'll be cool. All right, let's see here. Also in the focus this week is the problem with leaf blowers. Now, how many of you woke up this morning thinking, wow, there's a real problem with those leaf blowers? See, I remember doing it the old-fashioned way. Get a rake, rake up the leaves, rake up the mulch, rake up the extra lawn clippings. Actually, you shouldn't take the lawn clippings off your lawn anyway because it's better to leave them on as the lawn needs nutrition. And the stuff that you cut off of the grass and goes back into the soil is very helpful for the soil because it makes more soil. That's what it is. So to take, have some guy, whether you do it yourself or you have somebody do it, take the green clippings away, that's not smart. Not good. There's nothing about it that's good. But that wasn't my focus here. My focus is more on the leaf blowers, you hear the noise. Well, there are no more rakes in many neighborhoods. There are leaf blowers. The landscaper who uses the, oftentimes it's early in the morning when these things start.
Yeah.
And people don't like that. But then there are those who are concerned about the impact these engines have on the environment. So now there's a move to make the leaf blowers electric, battery charged. There have been battery charged leaf blowers and lawnmowers and things. I remember we had a sponsor. It's easy to do. We had a sponsor a couple of years ago that had electric lawnmowers and electric snow blowers. I remember they sent me one. Didn't work too well because it didn't have much power, but it was an idea at the time. I didn't say at the time it didn't work too well. Oh, this is a great thing.
Yeah.
They had mowers. In England, when my daughter was a student over there, we used to have a little flat, and I'd go over. It was great because the grass was always growing. They had a thing called a fly mow, which was a mower that didn't have wheels on it, but it was electric, And it, when you turned it on, it would raise itself above the grass of an inch or two, and you mowed the grass that way. It was actually a lot of fun until I got the electric cord wrapped around the mower, and that was the end of that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, and it makes sense. I mean, there you have those the mower things that can also pick up leaves or the leaf blowers. And when it's the actual companies, they have to hit a lot of houses. They have to get a lot of clients in a short period of time. So it makes sense that they're not just raking.
Yeah.
But if you have the available time to rake your own lawn or and can physically do so, you don't have to go to the gym.
Yeah.
It's a great workout.
Yeah, it is. All right, so the movement this year during Earth Week is to get rid of the gas-powered leaf blowers because they expel fumes and pollutants, carbon monoxide, yada, yada, yada. But there's also, no matter what powers the blower, there are particulates, the dust, the mold, the pollen, the things that are in bird doo-doo, right? Dog doo-doo. You know, that stuff is in on the grass and it gets blown around. So people who have allergies are affected by it. Now, who would have thought that so much? And then the mulch that gets blown away and the leaves, the whole issue of soil erosion, the ecosystems getting disrupted. I don't know that we all lose a lot of sleep about it, and I'm not sure that we all should lose too much sleep about it. But the other side of it is, do you want that stuff blowing? You know, some of these bigger blowers, they can push stuff around 200 miles an hour around, and, you know, it gets into people's faces, what they're breathing, I don't know. And the thing that bothers me more than anything else are these companies that go around like True Green, and they have the chemicals that make your lawn green, but then do you know what it's doing actually to the soil itself? And I'm betting you don't. And maybe you don't care, but these pesticides, if your dog walks on the lawn after you've had that stuff sprayed on, or never mind, you got a dog, you got a baby.
Yeah.
That's walking around on that lawn. Do you know what's getting into his or her, let's say, playing on the grass? Good God.
Well, we've been on walks where we see, and they always put up those little flags toward the end of the driveways. And we've been on walks, and we've seen different flags that say, do not let children or dogs onto the grass. Just it has just been treated and all of that stuff, kind of like warning things. And you can't even do it to the tree. Like, when I take Daisy for a walk, she has a rule, and that is that she can only potty on the tree lawn. We do not potty in people's yards.
Mm-hmm.
And she's trained with that. But the tree lawn is also treated, so you have to either cross the street or wait until you get to the next area that has not been treated and doesn't have flags.
Right. There you go. Something to think about, for sure. Yeah. Well, get out the rake and the broom. All right? It's good exercise, as Jay just suggested.
If you can physically do so.
Yeah.
It's just like with you shouldn't shovel snow if you are not physically equipped to do so, because the rate of heart attacks raise whenever it is winter because of shoveling snow. That motion of something about going arms over your heart, that motion on a regular, like holding something heavy. When
up above your
arm.
Yeah,
it's the same thing with raking. Make sure you're not like swinging the rake and you don't want to. That's not good.
There are leaf sweepers around. They operate like push mowers. They capture the leaves and the twigs and stuff, and you can put that if you have a garden. Everybody should have a garden if you've got a little bit of land. So you have a mulch pile. Easily and quickly, that stuff turns into something you can use in the soil, which is good for it. It is. All that stuff shouldn't be disposed of. It should be left to put back into the soil. Whether you got a garden or don't take the grass off of the lawn, leave it there. That's pretty practical, and that comes from a farmer who knows what happens to the soil when the remnants of what was on there are left. Much better for the soil. Much, much better. All right, there's another thing that came about this week, the announcement of that high-speed rail system from Las Vegas to Los Angeles. It's going to be an electric train, and if you look at some of the pictures, what they've suggested the train's going to look like, it looks like one of those European bullet trains, or Japanese bullet trains, and it'll go 200 miles an hour. So operating from Las Vegas to L.A., an hour and a half. That's a lot faster than you can drive it. and a lot easier than getting on, honestly, on a plane. Mm-hmm. There are flights every hour from Los Angeles and the suburban airports over to Las Vegas, and they're all full. Every airline runs them. American does. Delta, I don't know if Delta does, but I know that Southwest, that's one of the biggest routes, Los Angeles to Las Vegas. So this train would, I don't know whether it would be any less expensive, but there are, let's see here, there are 10 million people a year that go from Los Angeles to Las Vegas. Can you believe that? Well, not just Los Angeles, it's Southern California. The I-15 that goes from Las Vegas to, there are three California cities, that the Victor Valley and Rancho Cucamonga, and into Los Angeles itself. So they want to have this train ready for the 2028 Summer Olympics. That'd be interesting to see how much of your tax dollars are going to go toward that. Anyway, that's that story. Now, let's talk about another form of transportation, shipping. What's going on in Baltimore? Apparently, the container ship that was, you know, on its way out before crashing into the Francis Scott Key Bridge was unseaworthy. That's what the city is saying now, because there are all kinds of lawsuits that are getting ready to be filed.
It should have never left the port.
Right, exactly. That's what the owner is being told. The owner has filed a federal lawsuit denying responsibility for the accident. And they want $43 million. Good for them. Aye. Isn't that interesting? As the world squirms. Yes, continuing here on Good Day 48 after the hour.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on four lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like ArchFit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Did you know that MyPillow is certainly about more than just fantastic pillows? Now MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows to those Giza Dream sheets and the new flannel sheets that they have. This is a fabulous time for you to be buying anything and everything at MyPillow.com. This is the time for you to save 50%, if you can believe it, 50% on the MyPillow 2.0, 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that they have, perfect for comfortable winter sleeping, towel sets for $29.98. My heavens, all of this great stuff is there, and right now you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for one low price and free shipping. You use the promo code DS. And check it out, MyPillow.com, great buys, look at the catalog, charge it up, and use the code DS at MyPillow.com. Buy to your heart's content and use the promo code DS.
I spend a lot of time in the garage. But even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
After the hour, the familiar sound of the theme to The Pet Show. Warren Eckstein is here. He is the host of The Pet Show, and you can find out more about The Pet Show by going to Warren's house, knock on his door, talk to his wife Denise, or you can go to thepetshow.com. Either one of those things will probably work. Today is International Guide Dog Day. Guide dogs provide a lot of opportunities for independence, for people who are blind, right, and other circumstances. You've worked with those dogs a lot, I bet.
Yeah, they're amazing, and it gives someone whose life might not be fulfilled, it enables them to actually fulfill their lives.
I'm looking back to the history of guide dogs, the 16th century, a lot of years of service. The first reference to guide dogs is in a poem, a nursery rhyme, actually. A is for Archer, and the line B is a blind man led by a dog. That's back in the 1500s, so they've been around. The guide dogs of America were founded 70 years ago, so you know it's not like it's just today. These things have been used for hundreds of years. Dogs with veterans, I think. Don't you think that's... And we think about it in terms of our own soldiers, but they were used by the Germans as well.
The diversity nowadays, it's so different. You know, the training that was done years ago and the training that's done now is similar. It's the exposing dogs to what they're going to be exposed to when they're with the visually challenged person. But the bottom line is things are different sounds. You know, how does the dog react to an electric car versus a regular car that's coming down the street? They can hardly hear the electric car. Thank God dogs have a better sense of hearing. But right. It's amazing in terms of the having the opportunity of seeing people that were visually challenged without a dog and then seeing how their life is once they've had a guide dog. It's unbelievable. It's like a whole new life for these people there. The whole world wakes up for them. So I think it's just an incredible thing. And the interesting part is back then, and even today, Guide Dog Day, they just assumed that dogs were only trained specifically for people with challenges physically. But now they're trained for challenges. I had a guy on my show this week that runs something called For Veterans Sake, and all the different challenges, whether it be a guide dog, a dog for someone who's deaf or someone who's physically challenged. Amazing what they can do. And that's why we need to get the point across. Something I've been doing for years, and you've been helping me, is that animals need respect, especially our dogs. They need respect for all they do for us.
Yeah, for sure. You were, and I were talking about dog food, where it comes from. I've seen a lot of ads lately for different well, there's so much money in it. What did you tell me? There's $6 billion a year in the dog food
business. It's 130. I think it's like 130 million. It's unbelievable, the thing. And, you know, it's so important that you brought that up, because people often ask me about dog food on the show, and very often, because of the success and the money, a lot of these dog food companies, these celebrities, the head, this one's pitching this dog food, that one's pitching this dog food, a lot of them are investment groups that see the money that's being made and invest in a dog food. The food companies I like and the food companies I generally recommend, I can call up the CEO tomorrow and talk to them. It's not owned by some investment group. It's owned by someone who literally loves animals and cares about what products they're putting out.
Yep. All right, here's the story of Alicia Silverstone and her son. They've teamed up for a new PETA campaign on animal dissection. You know, there's a whole thing in schools about cutting up frogs and things. Do you remember doing that when you were in school? I remember
getting suspended from school for refusing to do that. I got kicked out of school for 3 days because I refused to dissect a frog. Absolutely.
Oh, wow. So if you don't, I mean, what I guess I would ask in terms of biological knowledge, what do we learn by cutting open a frog? I remember the frogs were grown. There were companies that supplied frogs, and they'd kill them and put them in formaldehyde. Right?
There you go. Yeah. You know, it's so useless. It's the same thing with animal experimentation. Maybe there was a use for it 30, 40, 50, 100 years ago, but nowadays with computer images and technology, there's no longer any need for animal experimentation. All the different things can be found on the computer, the colors, the signs, the way it looks, all of that stuff can be computerized now. So I don't think, are schools still doing that, dissecting frogs? Maybe they are. I don't know.
In some places, I think they probably are, yeah. So then the question comes, on what at the time, I remember some of the girls in class saying, "Oh, I don't want to touch that." So maybe that's part of the problem. All right, Warren Eckstein, check out the Pet Show every weekend.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.